Hello, this is Lord Cillian, the Holistic Thinking Ninja. I'm back. This time I will do it in English for you English-speaking listeners out there. What am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about Tomorrowland, net neutrality, the lost ships, what motivates people to work, some Brené Brown and Dale Carnegie. So we start out with today is the start, tonight was the start day of Tomorrowland in Belgium, one of the largest music festivals in the world that feature trance music, house music and hardstyle and other electronic dance music. They did a live broadcasting on YouTube that I just catch the last half hour of, but they're gonna rebroadcast it and probably do the same tomorrow. And it's basically a love festival. When you go to this kind of festival with this kind of music, there's no violence anywhere. It's only love and understanding. And it has partly to do with the triggering of the high switch that I talked to before in my Howdy Boots. It's a part of the brain when you feel love to all people around you. There's no hate, only love. So it's an amazing festival. You should check it out online. It's over 400,000 tickets sold. And it's this weekend and the next weekend, so I figured I'd like 200,000 in each weekend, which is still a lot. Yeah, what more else? I took up, it's the last hours of signing for the net neutrality campaign against the FCC in United States. I saw an amazing sum up with John Oliver from June about it, and I saw Comedy Central's short take on it, this bizarre thing that they want to make companies can pay more for get better bandwidths with the internet service suppliers in the US. And of course this is bullshit and it's just the beginning of an internet that's not free for everyone. We should never take a step back in this. It's very important that the internet remains free all over the world, because the internet is the best thing that happened to the human race ever. Without it, we're doomed. But with it, we can make for a better society, a sustainable creative society here on planet Earth that will have a chance to last more than 100 years into the future. We're talking 10,000 of years here for the human civilization. Yes, on the same note, I just saw episode 3 of the new series called The Lost Ship. And it's just about that, the survival of the human race, because it's about a global outbreak of a virus where the few survivors that we know of that are left are on an US destroyer with a scientist researching the original strain of the virus. And there's a Russian ship, of course. And we don't know anything about what happened to people inland more than that all governments and national states has broken down and collapsed under the deaths of probably almost anyone. So it's a very exciting, it's very American and it's very US Navy, but still the captain is good and there's sound moral and it makes you think about events like this, a global catastrophe. On the same note, right on the Soderbergh movie, what's it called? Outbreak, I think. what should we do when this global pandemic hits us? Are we prepared? Or will it just wipe us out and end civilization as we know it? And the danger is real. It's nothing to laugh about. So we should really think about it. And this series, The Lost Ship, is one way of tackling us to think about it. I've talked about the essence of using movies and TV series to create visions of the future, and this is an excellent way to make us think about what happens and how should we prepare and react for a global event like this. Here, I also got into a discussion about jobs and the future, especially the young. It was an old thing, but people are still clinging to the thought that young people today are lazy. They don't go out and sell their souls for money and work. And that's just it. Yeah. The idea that everyone should make money and work, it's just made up. It's as made up as money. There's nothing real about money. It's just something that common lie. We all agree to use money for exchange of values. And the unemployment amongst youth all over the globe today are as large as it has ever been, and it's not slowing down, it's just increasing, because we can't create artificial jobs for youths just anymore, because we need to rethink how we structure and design our society to make a better world. And that's what I'm talking about this week and the coming weeks. How should we rethink and redesign our global network society so that we use the earth resources in a much smarter way, and not like today, where you can make money off polluting and exploiting nature to your benefit without paying the cost for doing so. And that's not the way we should make money, because we need a society that takes everything into account and create a sustainable, long-living society in here on Earth that lasts the 10,000 years or more that I talked about in the beginning. Yes, and how do we do that? I just listened to some more of Brené Brown, and the old book Dale Carnegie came up also, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it's an old book, and it's still valid today, because no one really has taken it to heart. And it's from 1947, and Brené Brown is talking about the same thing today, as many new social scientists, about the need for empathy in the world, because human race and human individuals and has such capacity for empathy, and it's with training up this capacity and this skill in empathy that is the only hope for survival here on Earth, when we don't kill each other in wars and other violent conflicts. So, and it's also the source for creativity, like Brené Brown talks about, when you become vulnerable and takes in and gets good at empathy, that your creativity really starts going. And that's what we need, a new creative society full of empathy and hope for the future and collaboration and transparency. So that's it. We're going to change society. Read more in my blogs and follow me here on Audioboo and Twitter. I'm Lord Cillian. Holistic Thinking Ninja, signing out. Good night.